Lawyers for the insulation industry have accused the former industry minister, Ian Macfarlane, of reneging on former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's promise to compensate businesses hurt by Labor's home insulation scheme. A class action is being put together for insulators hit by the collapse of the so-called Pink Bat scheme, and plaintiffs are claiming at least $120 million in damages. Lexi Metherall has more.
In 2014, in response to the Royal Commission into the Home Insulation Program, the then Prime Minister Tony Abbott told Parliament a compensation scheme for affected businesses would be established. He tasked the then Minister for Industry, Ian Macfarlane, with developing the scheme. Lawyers for those in the home insulation industry say the resulting industry payment scheme, launched last year, was not a compensation scheme. Karen Stott is a partner at the firm McLaughlin & Rawdon, representing businesses affected by the home insulation program. She's recounted meeting Mr. Macfarlane.
He said to me at a meeting, "I don't care what the Prime Minister said about compensation. This is not a compensation scheme. We don't have a legal liability. We're going to make payments."
Ian Macfarlane's office did not respond to a request for interview. A spokesperson for the current industry minister, Christopher Pyne, says the Industry Payment Scheme, or IPS, is almost complete. 104 applications have been assessed as eligible for payments, and over $13 million has been paid to 92 pre-existing home insulation installation businesses. But devastated businesses say it's a fraction of what they've lost, and the class action will claim at least $120 million in damages. Matthew Hannam owns the insulation manufacturer Simco, which has been devastated by the collapse of the Home Insulation Program, or HIP.
It became concerning when the brief came out of how the IPS was going to work and the limitations of the IPS, and it was almost like a deliberate attempt, or a lawyerish deliberate attempt, to limit and cut out the majority of the worst damaged businesses under the HIP.
Lawyer Karen Stott says the payment scheme was only open to registered businesses. The problem is that many businesses hit the wall and were deregistered. She says the industry payment scheme was not in line with what the Royal Commission recommended.
Compensation means money for your actual losses. The government's payment scheme was not what the Royal Commission recommended, and it didn't go anywhere near compensating the people that lost the money. And so they can be accused of just having used the HIP as a political football, because they spent $20 million on a Royal Commission and nowhere near that on actually compensating the real victims.
Kylie Burns is a senior lecturer at the Griffith Law School. She says it's difficult to fight negligence cases against governments, particularly against lawful policy decisions.
There are a range of bases which are being suggested as possible for the class action, and chief among those is based on the idea of negligence, that the government of the time was negligent in setting up the program, in operating the program in the way that it did, and in stopping the program. What I would say is that there are certainly, in terms of bringing negligence actions against the government in relation to policy decisions, some very major barriers to success. So this would certainly not be a cut and dried case. I would expect it to be a very difficult case to ultimately win.
Kylie Burns, a senior lecturer at the Griffith Law School, ending that report by Lexi Metherall.